Now, how did you get that job? You told me before we started.
When I went up to Badger Mine, he was an old grumpy miner, foreman. What do you mine, lass? I said, I told him I was working for the Montana Power, putting a gas line, using jackhammer. You call yourself a miner? I said, well, give me a chance. So I got to that ship boss at McCarthy, and he was grumbling and telling me all punk kids around here. So I got on anyhow, trying to get that slide in, figured out, it worked out right. Took me half a day before I figured, well, it's the slide. You have a track, car tracks, the rail, iron rails, and they push the car in. So got that there. Well, then next few days later, ship boss said to me, you know Clark? Yeah, I know him. I didn't know him from Adam. I know. Just want to be kind of proud, you know. Well, then one morning I asked different miner, where's Clark? Right there. Pointed. Well, he said, you go down at 3600. Oh boy. 28 was deep enough. 36, that's a big drop in again. First time when I went down, that cage was just down and went, you know. My heart was still up above there at the end of the shift. Couldn't even gulp. I was threatened to quit every day, but I stayed with it. But you had to, you know. You couldn't get no way to eat, you know. Well, after getting different work there, and then I started going into drip. Some of the drips, oh, they could be real wide. About big as civic centers, you know. The drips, you know, the tunnels, they're wide, you know. And then the station, you know, where they bringing all the ore cars into the, dump them down into the main shaft. Then a big skip, what they call the ore car, they come down shaft there, and the fellas unload them, you know, shoot, and they build, they hold 10 ton. Skip, they call it a skip. And then they hoist them up. I had a lot of good friends too. I lost them, they got killed in the mine. My time wasn't coming yet. I got hurt, that's all.